So this is just spitballing about what would be the next sports to be added around here after Iowa made the fairly significant announcement this morning that they are adding women's college wrestling. I would like to see it's at the club level, but it's not bad and it's entertaining, is lacrosse or field hockey. The Big Ten has field hockey. The Big Ten has lacrosse teams. The Big East, it's just on the East Coast. So would it have to be a big budget because of the travel? You don't have high school teams around this area. What would be your recruiting footprint if you were at Nebraska or Creighton? You thought field hockey and lacrosse, because of their growing in popularity, that would be a sport to add. Who would you play? Where would you get your players from? Even though I'd love to see it. And again, the Big Ten has successful field hockey and lacrosse programs. In the Big East, it's just they don't have, since they don't have everybody in the Big East plays that sport, they have kind of a conference that has some Big East teams and then the Quinnipiacs and others that are on the East Coast that play field hockey or lacrosse. All right, the mailbag is coming up here in just a moment. We've moved it from yesterday to today. But you know what is still the same? You have an opportunity to win a gift card from Oscar's Pizza and Grill. Plus, a little bit later, when we dive into Nebraska and Michigan State a little bit deeper, if you look to this weekend between Michigan State and Nebraska, Michigan State's 3-0, now they're ranked. Nebraska went to Norman. Did Nebraska go to Norman and play like they do against Iowa, where they're very, very competitive and they make it close? Or is that something that's there? But who would a loss be more deflating to on Saturday night, Nebraska or Michigan State? And I will throw Wisconsin and other teams this weekend into this mix and ask the question, if you are to take the next step as a program, don't you win games like this, whether you be Nebraska, Michigan State, or Wisconsin playing at Soldier Field against Notre Dame? We'll discuss here in the next hour with the mailbag. Don't forget, fantasy football, Joe Bortle, coming up at 1 on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone. Woodhouse Place Nissan. Now, if you want to drive a good car, don't you go to Woodhouse Place Nissan? Yes, you do. I'm not going to let you answer. Yes, you do. Woodhouse Place Nissan, 144th and Giles, and online at woodhouseplacenissan.com. You can shop their inventory in-store or online today. That perfect car, truck, or SUV in their new and pre-owned inventory. They have quite the selection right now at fair prices. So it's your opportunity to experience the Woodhouse difference. You can shop with confidence that you know that you're getting the best deal. You're also working with the most educated and friendly sales staff that you will find on any lot or online when you're looking for a vehicle. They are timely. They are responsive. They know that you don't have a lot of time. You don't want to spend an entire Saturday sitting at 144th and Giles. You want to make a decision. You want to get it done, and you want to get in your vehicle. That's what they'll do. That's my guarantee for you, for my good folks over at Woodhouse Place Nissan, 144th and Giles, or online at woodhouseplacenissan.com.